all drugstores. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we locate on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and restaurant. Abner is doing a little heavy reading. Listen.
Kitchenware. Aluminumware. Cooking utensils. Well, I don't want none of that junk.
Abner, I told you 1,000 or 1,100 times to stop looking at that mail order catalog and get to work. Don't forget, we're still running a store here.
Yeah, I know.
And a restaurant.
I know it, I know it. I'll help you. Keep your shirt on.
I can't do everything around here, you know.
Well, you don't have to, Lum. I'm going to help you. Just a minute. All I'm doing is just sort of glancing at the wish book, trying to find a few little lock nicks that I want to buy with my $575.
Well, you can do that some other time.
Well, what's the use of being rich if you can't enjoy it, Lum? Doggies. Might as well be poor again for all the good I'm getting out of my wealth.
From the way you're trying to fritter it away there, you ain't going to have it long. I'll tell you that right now. Come on now, get to work, Abner. Get on the business end of that broom there.
Yeah, all right, sure, sure. Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going. Well, looky there.
Let's see.
Look, a lacquer-trick stove.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sure take a lot of batteries to run one of them things.
Abner, put down that book.
I'm putting it down. Lord, you're getting to have a worse temper than Grandpappy Spears.
Oh, why, ain't that bad.
Well... No, nobody can be that bad. Any feller that fights you when you try to give him $575 has got to be the world's champion.
Well, he gets a lot of peculiarities in that head of his.
Oh, yeah.
About the best thing to do with him is to humor him. He ain't as young as he used to be.
He's young enough to get ideas about lawsuing us, though. Imagine him going to sue us for $10,000 just because he broke off a little old tooth in our restaurant.
Well, it was only gooder than he had, you know.
I don't care how good it was, Lum. It weren't worth no $10,000, I'll tell you that. I wouldn't give him $3 for it. Whole. Wouldn't give him much more than that for the whole dad blame set he's got.
Well, I'll admit it did sound pretty high.
Now, if it was that and he wears on his watch chain, that'd be different. That thing's worth something.
Well, silly, that's an elk's tooth.
I don't care whose it is. Looks a heap better than that in a grandpap, even before he broke it. Can't get over that old Billy Goat going to lawsuit us that way. And getting Squire Skimp for his lawyer, that was even worse.
Well, don't worry, Abner. He never went through with it.
Don't.
Ain't no use you sitting there worrying yourself silly over something that ain't happened and ain't going to.
Well, just a lucky thing it never. That's all I've got to say. Just wish we hadn't given him a fourth of that pearl money now.
I don't know why you'd say that.
Oh, I hate and despise him the way he acts sometimes.
Well, it kept us out of another lawsuit. That's worth something, ain't it?
Well, yeah.
And our conscience feels better about the whole thing.
Well, yours might. Mine ain't too sure about it no more. Fact is, I think my conscience is sort of swinging over to my side since it got so poor here.
And here's the best thing we got out of it. We're all friends again.
Yeah.
Why, sure. Ain't you noticed how Grandpap's acted over the weekend? Been just as nice as pie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never have saw him in a better mood.
No, no. He's sitting there in meeting next to me yesterday. He seemed happy to lark.
Hmm.
Hey, he's been nice. He come over here Saturday afternoon. We played checkers. Had the nicest game.
Hmm.
He never cheated one time. Leastways, not any time when I was looking. He might just be getting smarter at it, though. But, anyway, we never had one single fight.
And you see, that proves what I've been telling you.
You know, Lum, even after I win the game, he never fussed a bit about it. Just got right up and congratulated me on my fine playing, shaking my hand.
Granny, I never realized it had that much effect on him.
Oh, yeah. Generally, when I win, why, he knocks all the checkers off on the floor and picks up a checkerboard and starts beating me on the head with it. If he had any muscles, I wouldn't dare to play with him or pad that checkerboard one.
Well, I'm sure glad he's a changed man.
Oh, he
it goes to show how much good a little kindness and generosity will do.
Yeah, yeah. So, looky there, Lum. Oh, I've just got to get me one of them things. Look, genuine refractor type telescope.
Hand satchel?
No, no, look here. One of these things you look through and see a long ways off with it.
Just what do you want to see that's such a long ways off?
Oh, I don't know. Something might come up, though. I have a baseball game over at Cherry Hill, for incident. If I had my telescope, I'd Sit on my front porch and watch the whole game through it. And be comfort, too. Sit there in my rocker and rock and root for my favorite team. And think of the money I'd save.
Oh, sure.
See, they charge 35 cents for them games over there. Why, this thing has paid for itself in no time at all. Might even get Elizabeth one, too. She could use it on Ladies' Day.
Yeah, she couldn't use it no other time.
No, no.
Abner,
no.
Telescopes is just good for looking up at the moon.
There. Well, in that case, I'll buy my dog old Blue one. Ain't no one thing that hound loves better than to set out of a night and look up at the moon.
Yeah, I know. I've heard him clean over at my place looking up at it, barking.
Oh,
yelling.
Yeah, he's had that moon feed for years.
Now, put that wish book down and let's get to work.
Well, now, just a minute, Lon. There's a couple other things here I want to glance at, daughter.
Well, I know there ain't nothing you want in the power tool section. That's where you are now.
Hmm. Reckon I'd have any use for a electric double-duty rotary drill press.
Oh, yeah. Sure, I don't see how you've got along all this time without one.
You don't, huh?
Get a half a dozen of them.
I won't need that many, will I? Six?
Abner, for pity's sake, come to your senses. You don't even know what one of them things is for.
Well, there's bound to be a set of instructions with them, Lon. Now, here's something I want to get to. Ha! Maybe you could get one, Lon. We could play a duet.
A duet on a drill press?
No, that's silly. On a bandsaw.
Bandsaw?
Why, sure.
That ain't silly, huh?
No, you said a feller's playing a musical saw. No, Dad Foss used to play one. Of course, he just used the old-fashioned saw. These must be made special to play in a band with. I reckon that's why they call them band saws.
Now, wait a minute, Abner.
I don't see how you could ever hold one of these things twixt your knees, though. Well, maybe you don't bow these like old Dad Foss done. Might just plunk them.
Abner, you can't play a band saw.
How do you know I can? I ain't never tried it. Dad Foss could do it, I can. I know I'm as smart as he is.
I begin to have my doubts about that, too.
I reckon this kind here you don't have to bow is sort of improvement. That was the trouble Dad Foss used to have. He kept throwing the bow into. Recollect, Lon?
Oh, yeah, sure. But a bandsaw ain't the kind.
Oh, it's taken him about three bows to get through a course of Red Wing. Man, he finally found out, though, he was playing on the wrong side of the saw. That was his trouble.
Abner, for your information, a bandsaw is just used... what's the use? Go ahead and order one.
Yeah.
Serve you right.
Want me to get you one, too?
No,
I'll pay for it.
I don't.
I'll treat you to
it. All I want you to do is take that broom there and stuff. Well, here comes our old pal.
Huh?
Grandpappy Spears.
Oh, good, good.
You know, it is nice. The change has come over him.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Worth every cent of that $575.
Bless his metal heart. I wish he wasn't quite so nice, old Lon. Just, he don't seem like himself. I just hate to admit this, Lon, but I believe I used to enjoy fighting with him.
Well, it's all changed now.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. Life's sort of dull around here now. The way
he goes. Howdy, Grandpap, old friend.
Come on in here, old pal.
Don't speak to me, you little sawed-off varmint. That's a fine underhanded trick you pulled on me.
Trick?
And then you got enough nerve to stand there and call me old pal.
Well, now, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
You know good and well what I'm talking about. That pigeon-toed telephone call. You spavin-legged Indian giver.
Oh.
First you give me an envelope full of money, and then the next day you try to scare me into giving it back to you.
I never done no such a thing.
You did done it. You never fooled me none.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what's all this about, Grandpap?
Man's plumb crazy. Lost his
call. Oh, don't act so innocent. I know what you done. Only thing I can't figure out is how did you make your voice sound that way?
Abner, what did you do, anyway?
I never done nothing.
I'll tell you what he done. This morning, the telephone rung, and when I answered it, Abner come on with this funny voice and said, death strikes without warning. Beware.
I never said that to nobody in my whole life.
You said it to me.
I never.
You never. I mean, you never.
No, sir. Honest.
Are you sure?
Cross my heart and hope to die. Look here. Cross.
Well, who could it have been, then?
Well, it weren't me.
Grandpap, you must have just imagined that. Nobody called you up and say a thing like that.
Jiminy, somebody done it to me. I stood right there on my two pigeon-toed feet and heard him with my two sparrow-legged ears. Death strikes without warning, he says. Beware.
Don't
you? And Abner Peabody, if you think you can scare me into giving you back that money by making me think I'm going to die, you got another thing to come.
I told you I never done it.
Abner, look me straight in the eye and say that.
All right. Look. Well, take your glasses off, Grandpa.
I'm looking.
Stickly and make your eyes bug out. I'm scared to get close to you.
Well, I know I heard it just as plain as anything. Somebody's threatening my life.
Oh, somebody's just joshing you, no doubt.
Bound to be.
Yeah. Abner, if you was to tell me you done it, I wouldn't really be mad at you. See, I'm laughing about it. See there?
Well, Grandpap, I'd love to say yes, but I can't.
Oh, well, then somebody's out to get me. The end has come, man.
Oh, now, Grandpap.
I'm doomed. I'm a doomed man.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going home, lock the doors, barricade myself in. I'm a doomed critter.
Well, here, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. Now, come back. For the land's sake.
All right, Abner, why did you do it? What's the idea of scaring an old feller like him?
Mom, I'm telling the truth. I never done it. Honest.
Well, Granny, if you never done it, then somebody... No, that's silly. Or is it? Him with all that money. Granny, I wonder...
Death strikes without warning. Who would threaten the life of Grandpappy Spears?